Are you okay in here? Sorry for barging in like this, but I'm really worried about you. I watched your friends carry you in here and dump you on the bed. They were making a joke of how drunk you are. But I don't think it's very funny at all. You're obviously not okay. How are you feeling? Is the room spinning? Oh no, you poor thing. I'm sorry. I know you don't know me, but I really don't think you should be alone right now. I mean, you can't even sit up, and your eyes are kind of rolling all over the place. It's not like you to get this wasted. You're usually so sensible when it comes to drinking. Normally, you just have a few beers to loosen up, right? This is very out of character for you. Well, I happen to know a lot of things about you. I've been admiring you for a while now. Not stalking you or anything weird like that. Just checking up on you from time to time. Making sure you're okay. Don't worry, I'm not a nutcase. I just have a harmless little crush on you. That's all. Well, I mean, it started as a crush. But now it's more like an uncontrollable urge to be close to you. I just can't help it. Everything about you is so lovely. I remember the first time I ever saw you. I swear I thought you were an angel or something. Nothing else could explain how divinely sculpted all of your features are. How gracefully you move. How radiant you look when your lips curve into a smile. And I could feel all this energy just flowing out of you. It made me feel so warm and complete, you know. I must have been addicted to your presence the moment I stepped into it. I could have stared at you for hours. It felt almost orgasmic being in your gaze. Feeling your love radiating through my body. And then all of a sudden, you were gone. You walked right past me like I was nothing. Like we hadn't just connected in the purest way possible. I couldn't just let you leave. There was no way I was gonna let my precious angel slip through my fingers like that. So I followed you to your house, your job. Everywhere you blessed with your presence. And I wanted to go up and talk to you. Really, I did. But I could never bring myself to do it. I mean, what if you walked away from me again? I don't know if I could survive that a second time. So I guess it's kind of perfect that you can't do any walking at all right now, isn't it? No, don't try to get up, baby. You're far too drunk for that. Just lie back down. There you go. Put your head against these nice soft pillows. There. You're okay. You've got it. I've got you. Very lucky that I'm here to look after you. I knew it was a good idea to follow you to this party. Don't get me wrong. I would have been perfectly happy just watching you through the crowd like I normally do. was really looking forward to seeing your cute smile as you joked around with your friends. But then I saw you getting drink after drink for yourself, with that awful look on your face. I've never seen you accept that before. It broke my heart to see you like that. You're always so happy. You're my little ray of sunshine. Who took your smile away, baby? Who did this to you? No, no, it's okay. It's just a moose talking. The alcohol is making you uncomfortable, not me. I would never make you feel like that. Because I only want to make you feel good things, okay? Poor baby. The drinks have made you all confused. But you want to know something? I think you're super duper cute even when you're on the brink of passing out. To be honest, it might make you even cuter. Because now I have the perfect opportunity to do all the things I've been dying to do to you. While you just lie there, all pretty and sleepy. So, I'm gonna climb on top of you now. No, no, it's okay. It's fine. Don't worry. I just need to get a better look at you. You're even more handsome up close. Here, let me wipe that drool from your chin. There, my perfect angel. Why did you do this to yourself, baby? I know you like someone. After all, she's the reason you drank so much, isn't she? You needed an escape. She's not been treating you right, has she? I've seen her push you away. So it's just right that this is happening. It's the only time I've ever seen you get mad. Nobody has the right to make my baby mad like that. You'd be so much better off without her, sweetheart. She's useless. I mean, where even is she right now? She certainly isn't here to help you when you need her the most. But I'm here. I can take such good care of you. I can be a way better girlfriend than she ever could. Kissing you. Don't say things like that, baby. You're gonna make me sad. Of course you want this. Those nasty drinks are just messing with your head. Trust me. You're gonna love this. I know you're having trouble moving. I'm gonna take your pants off for you now, alright? to struggle, baby. You're too drunk. You might hurt yourself. Just go limp. Let me pull these boxers down too. Cheating. Don't be silly. You don't want her anyway. It's me you want. Let me show you. Oh, baby. Your cock is so pretty. Even when it's soft. Listen to me, angel. It's very important that you get hard for me, okay? So I'm gonna put you in my mouth like this. Starting to stiffen up. Let me suck a little harder. Shouldn't have worried though. You're amazing. You're my little star. And there's nothing you can't do. Out if you want. Just don't stop getting hard. That's all that matters. I've never really done it before. missing though. Every night with my dog though. I wanted to make sure I knew what I was doing the first time I sucked you up. I don't want to embarrass myself. Your cock's kind of different from my toy. More soft and warm. Your head like that. It's all you have the strength to do, isn't it? You love it though, really. You're just drunk. That's all. Drunk and sorry. We're gonna laugh about this after you sober up. Yes, we are. My mouth is getting you so hard. You're a lot more fun than a stupid dildo. For one thing, my toy doesn't whimper when I lock this spot right here. Do you want to know what I do when I'm done sucking on it? I do. Out of my mouth and put it inside me. Then I ride it like a cock. And I practice the pretty noises I'm gonna make when I finally get to fuck you. I always picture you underneath me, smiling up at me with my lipstick all over your face. It always makes me come so hard. But my imagination isn't enough anymore. Not now that I've got the real thing in front of me. Shh, I know. Just forget about her for a second. Forget about everything. And just remember how good my mouth feels. Just enjoy me. You deserve me. You deserve this. You're my sweet, precious angel. You deserve the whole world. Don't act like you don't need this. I mean, look how hard you are in my hands. Your body is crying out for me right now. Let me get back on top of you. Can I confess something to you? I've never actually had sex before. You don't think I'm lame, do you? It's just never felt like the right time for me. You know what I mean? I don't want to just fuck some random boy and never see him again. I want it to mean something. I've been saving my first time for somebody special. And I can't think of anybody more special than you. You'll take care of me, right? Of course you will. I know you'll get me to pass the first time a girl could ask for. No, we don't need any condoms, baby. I wanna feel everything. Plus, So you have to come inside me, of course. Why do you think, Zoe, you're gonna get me pregnant? Oh, yes you are. I wanna have your babies. I want us to make some little angels of our own tonight. I want you to breed me as much as you can. Put all of your cum inside of me. I don't want a drop to spill. Oh, don't be scared. You're gonna be the best dad ever. I know it. You can finally forget that other girl of yours and come raise a family with me. It will be a dream come true for both of us. And the best part is, you don't even have to move. You just keep lying there. And I'll take care of everything. Okay, I think I'm ready. I'm ready to give you my virginity. Wanna know a secret? I never wear panties when I follow you around. See? There's no point. They'd be ruined as soon as I saw you anyway. And as an added bonus, it gives you access, easy access, to my pussy. All I have to do is lift up my skirt, take your dick in my hand, and line it up with my slit like this. How wet I am. You did this to me, my sweet little angel. Oh my gosh, it's actually happening. You're poking my entrance. I can't believe it. You're taking my virginity. I'm so tight around your cock. It feels like I'm crushing it. Does it feel good? You like being inside me? Get used to it, baby. This is what you're gonna be feeling every night for the rest of your life. But I really want to try riding you. Let me put my hands on your chest to steady myself so I can lift myself up and let's lie back down. Look, I can feel my pussy molding around your cock. It takes so much effort to push you in, but it's getting a little easier each time. And soon, you'll fit me perfectly, right? Will that be nice? Makes me shiver. get bored of writing you. Who's that, baby? You're slurring your words so much. I can't understand you. Pull out. Is that what you said? No, baby. I don't want to do that. It would ruin everything. You're coming inside, remember? I need it deep inside so you can knock me up. Then everything will be perfect. Squeezing your balls as I ride your cock. Oh, they feel so tight. You're getting close, aren't you? Oh, it's okay, Joel. You can do it. Just give in to me. Let me ride it all out of you. Every drop. Every single fucking drop of your cum is going inside me. There's nothing you can do about it. Baby and me, let it all go. Oh, there you go. Oh, yeah. Fuck your. Oh my gosh, yes. Yes. Oh, baby. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're coming so much. Well done. Well done, Angel. I'm so proud of you. You're gonna knock me up for sure. Be you, mommy. All your pretty babies. See? You did want to come inside, silly boy. Come here. I need you to hold me. See who's texting you. Oh, it's her. Well, she's a nobody now, of course. It's okay. I'll look after your phone until you wake up. And don't worry about her. I'll make sure she doesn't bother us. Your little eyes are rolling back. It's okay, Angel. Sleep all those awful dreams off. Oh, you're safe with me. And I won't let anything happen to you. You're so pretty when you're sleeping. And when you're coming. And when you're... just existing. Well, you're right where you belong. And I'm gonna make sure it stays there.